Moving on to Washington, the first day of the Trump administration. Stephen Portnoy joining us. Plenty of pardons yesterday, Stephen, from the outgoing and incoming president. Pardons raise a lot of questions, don't they? Like indicating that there was something wrong that was done by someone?
Well, certainly that's one way to look at it. I mean, the headline here is that Donald Trump, the new president, last night has freed all, and I underscore it when I say all, of the rioters who were convicted with relation to January 6th. Full pardons for more than 1,500 people, hundreds of them convicted of assaulting police officers. They've all been granted a full pardon. And 14 people who will carry their guilty verdicts around with them and not have their civil rights restored have been had their sentences commuted. That is to say that they have been ordered freed. Some of these people were convicted of seditious conspiracy, sentenced in some cases to about 20 years in prison. They're out now. The president says that they've served enough time and that the country should essentially move on. So to get to the question you asked about you know, the question of guilt, well, these people have certainly been found guilty by juries. They've been sentenced by judges. But in the case of those who have been fully pardoned, their rights have been restored. The slate is wiped clean. The 14 people, again, who will not have the privilege of, for example, being able to buy firearms or vote, depending on the jurisdiction in which they live, those people will have their sentences commuted. That was Trump's action late yesterday in the Oval Office. Earlier, in one of his final acts as president of the United States, Joe Biden announced that he would grant pardons to members of his family. Five members of his family, including his brothers Jim and Frank, his sister Valerie, and their spouses. This, of course, is in addition to the previous pardon of his son Hunter. He granted a pardon to Mark Milley, the former Joint Chiefs Chairman, the retired general, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who led the government's COVID response, members and staff of the House January 6th Committee, and police officers who testified before that panel. Some of the sweeping protective pardons granted by Joe Biden in the final hours before he left the White House.
Stephen, thank you. Stephen Portnoy joining us live from Washington.